Moshet, Albina newspaper. News of the day with Nal Sekandil. Vehicular attack in Germany shakes Europe. 11 dead and 80 injured. Perpetrator a Saudi doctor. Barbara Leaf and US delegation in Damascus. Ambiguity surrounds Kurdish file and Caesar Act. Biri, no postponement of January 9 session, no pre-session discussions on government. The political editor wrote, the world, with Europe at the forefront, was preoccupied with Germany's announcement on the eve of Christmas celebrations about a vehicular attack at a Christmas market. The incident resulted in 11 deaths and 80 injuries. Germany's authorities identified the perpetrator, a Saudi doctor residing in Germany, and classified the incident as a hostile attack without providing further details. In the region, attention turned to the visit of a US delegation to Damascus, where they met with the new authorities, several religious and civil figures and activists. Notably, the delegation cancelled a planned press conference at the end of the visit, citing security concerns without elaboration. Deputy Secretary of State Barbara Leaf, who led the delegation alongside Ambassador Daniel Rubinstein, the newly appointed presidential envoy to Syria, described the visit as positive and fruitful. Leaf emphasized the importance of keeping Iran out of Syria and ensuring it plays no future role there. Regarding the Caesar Act and sanctions on Syria, she stated, "We are reviewing the sanctions. The new Syrian government must be responsive and demonstrate progress." On the Kurdish file, Leaf remarked, "A ceasefire in Kobani and the orderly transition of the Syrian Democratic Forces role are the best paths forward." Meanwhile, Turkey denied any ceasefire agreements with the Syrian Democratic Forces, while Kurdish leaders linked the fate of foreign fighters within their ranks to a ceasefire and future agreements on the Kurdish participation in Syria's new political framework. In Lebanon, with the January 9 parliamentary session to elect a new president fast approaching, Speaker of Parliament Nabih Berri asserted, efforts are ongoing to ensure the success of the session scheduled for January 9 to elect a president. He firmly denied any intention to postpone the session or any request from political forces to do so. Berri also refuted rumours about a pre-session negotiation concerning the next government, its composition or policy statement, affirming the presidency comes first. He clarified that what matters would follow a clear political and constitutional path. Berri declined to comment on former Progressive Socialist Party leader Walid Jumblat's endorsement of Army Commander General Joseph Aoun for the presidency, stating, "Everything will become clear during the session."